here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the Roman poet Ovid, born in what is now Sulmo, Italy, in 43 BC. He became a famous poet in Rome. He was part of the inner circles of the court, published erotic poems, including his Ars Amatoria, which instructed people on the arts of seduction and lovemaking, wrote his Metamorphoses, which traced Greek and Roman mythology through the lens of humans' metamorphoses into other objects, into stones or stars or animals. And then suddenly, in the year 8 AD, Ovid was exiled for reasons that nobody knows even today. Spent 10 miserable years in exile in what is now Romania, and then died. It's the birthday of Henrik Ibsen, the playwright, born in Skien, Norway, 1828, best known for his play A Doll's House, about Nora, who was stuck in an unhappy marriage, and the play ended with Nora slamming the door and walking out on her husband. Henrik Ibsen left Norway for a life of exile, 1864. It was his own choice. Life abroad was very hard. He and his wife lived in poverty, though he wrote constantly. He became depressed and exhausted, was on the verge of a nervous breakdown in 1865, almost died, and the next spring his play Brand appeared in Norway. It got great reviews. It was a success. King Carl of Sweden gave Ibsen a pension, and he went on to write Peer Gynt, An Enemy of the People, and Hedda Gabler. It's the anniversary of the founding of the Republican Party, 1854, at a little schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. It was on this day, 1852, Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel Uncle Tom's Cabin was published. In the next 5 years, it sold about 2 million copies in this country. It's the anniversary of Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity on this date in 1916, which said that both time and motion are relative to the observer. Einstein said, "When you are courting a nice girl, an hour seems like a second. When you sit on a red-hot cinder, a second seems like an hour." That's relativity. Here's a poem for today by Ogden Nash, entitled Spring Comes to Murray Hill. I sit in an office at 244 Madison Avenue and say to myself, you have a responsible job, haven't you? Why then do you fritter away your time on this doggerel? If you have a sore throat, you can cure it by using a good goggerel. If you have a sore foot, you can get it fixed by a chiropodist, and you can get your original sin removed by St. John the Baptist. Why then should this flocculent lassitude be incurable? Kansas City, Kansas, proves that even Kansas City needn't always be miserable. Up, up, my soul, this inaction is abominable. The pilgrims settled Massachusetts in 1620 when they landed on a stone hummock. Maybe if they were here now, they would settle my stomach. Oh, if only I had the wings of a bird. Instead of being confined on Madison Avenue, I could soar in a jiffy to second or third. Spring Comes to Murray Hill, a poem by Ogden Nash from The Best of Ogden Nash, published by Ivan R.D. and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.